Domestic surveillance program vital to U.S. security, says Dick Cheney. Dick, am I still alive? Cheney. U.S. Vice President Dick Cheney staunchly defended as vital a controversial U.S. spying program, saying that the domestic eavesdropping efforts have prevented possible acts of terrorism. Not entirely sure. It might have been a Kool-Aid stand, but we shut something down. The activities conducted under this authority have helped to detect and prevent some possible attacks. He said these were attacks against American people. We need it. We got to have it. I don't care what the freaking rules are. I'm sure they have stopped an attack or two. Yeah, sure. Okay. Okay, I'll accept that, but Dick, you're going to have to find another way to stop them. Because I still think the country only exists as long as that crazy old Constitution exists. As long as that baby's there and working, then we have the country. When it's gone, then it's just a bunch of land. Once that Constitution isn't working, once it doesn't mean anything, then we're not America anymore. And the bad guys win. See, the Constitution doesn't disappear all in a day or in a year or in a few years. It goes away the way it's going now, the way it's been going, tiny piece by tiny piece. That's the way you lose a Constitution, slowly. That way no one sees it leaving. No one sees it departing. It leaves quietly, slowly, in the night, bit by bit by bit. We'd be safer if our government could eavesdrop. No two ways about it. We would be safer from bodily harm. And we all want to be safe from bodily harm. Terrorism threats would diminish if they were just continually eavesdropping. That's a fact, you bet. Here's another fact. I was in the Soviet Union in 1984, and you could walk the streets of Moscow at midnight as a single woman and not fear for your safety. The streets were that safe. I saw it with my own eyes. I talked to women. It was extraordinary. If you had a wife or daughter, that clearly meant a lot to you, knowing they could be out alone, late at night, on the streets, and not worry. The women were not attacked. They were not accosted. They were not raped on the streets of Moscow late at night. Now, at what price? What kind of government did you have to put up with for that? Now, the average Muscovite could possibly say, our government is everywhere. Sure, but our women are safe. And who cares if government's everywhere if you have nothing to hide in the first place? Fair enough. Fair enough. There's your trade-off. You made it. I get it. I'm not willing to. I'll take dangerous midnight streets and freedom. And I'll take potential terrorist attacks and freedom. I'll take thousands of Americans potentially being killed and freedom. I'll take it. Because once those thousands are dead, the country's still here. And if the country isn't here, I'd just as soon be dead. So that's my choice. You go ahead and make yours. The Constitution is, to me, as sacred as the Bible is to some of you people listening right now. You don't want me jacking with your Bible? Don't jack with my Constitution. Fair enough?